Even when my worldly fortunes shift, I am abundant in spirit. As I align my thinking with divine mind in prayer, I become receptive to divine ideas that prosper me. I claim prosperity and feel empowered as I do. My prosperity stems from my oneness with God. I count my blessings, feel grateful, and trust with understanding faith I have enough. And from Psalm 36, 8, they feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. And hopefully, together with Mike, we can sing Surely the Presence.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
Thanks, statement together.
There is only one presence and one power, active as the universe and as my life, God the Good.
And our welcoming song today is Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a soul like me. Hour I first
those of you who haven't been here before, Denise and Terry, we invite you to come downstairs afterwards. We have lunch and visiting. Yeah, well, you never know. It's always a snack. Sometimes it's a feast. Yeah. This afternoon at 2 o'clock at Bear Raven in Winhoff, Grandfather Roy Wilson has his time of drumming, singing, and storytelling, which is always a delight. And on the 23rd, Circle America is using the movie Killers of the Flower Moon for the discussion this month. And I believe that if it hasn't already been sent out to Joanne Lucinda. And you may have noticed that I didn't until this morning. Today is Donald Duck's 90th birthday.
Oh!
And more personally to us, it's the birthday week of Penny and Tom. So, and do you have any other notes?
My younger granddaughter just graduated from high school with honors.
Yay!
Just another quick reminder of the community choir concert is coming Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Corbett Theater.
Yes, and it will be. Anyone else? Here.
Honor today, next Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, ladies, you know, the men, we spend a lot of time reminding the men about.
We
got to
pick it up.
Wow, we better get on it. Okay. It's coming right up.
Also, Joanne let us know that next Sunday or next Saturday is Egg Day.
Oh yeah.
In Winlock.
Right, so, down for breakfast. At 90 seven. Volunteers.
Awesome car show too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you hear? Say it again.
So Saturday is Egg Day in Winlock. If you show up at the senior center?
Yeah.
You can have breakfast from 7 o'clock on until the parade.
And one of the few parking spots in town.
And one of the few parking spots. And you can get an egg sandwich that day.
Not for me.
No, but from the town. Don't they give egg sandwiches?
I don't think you do that.
That's an old idea. Okay, never mind.
No, I'm doing pancakes, eggs, sausage and gravy.
The whole shebang. Okay.
And if you want to help, because they do need help, show up at 6 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, service. We
or,
believe
or stay
in service.
Dishes. They're staying through dishes.
Right, okay, awesome. And then the following day, show up here for breakfast. It's going to be fabulous as soon as we plan it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So if there are no other announcements, let's say the unity statement together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. So our song of joy.
I'm gonna lay down my head low. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna lay down my head low. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study. Study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield. Down riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside, I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield, down by the riverside, gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study war no more, no more, no more. I ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study war no more, ain't gonna study war no
forget. Okay, but that's why I was late, because I was trying to make a decision and I couldn't make a decision, but here I am and I must make a decision, so I guess it'll be this one, because that's the one that's still in my hands. All right. So the daily word today was prosperity, correct? Okay, I walked in after that. So, prosperous living. Yet another fabulous little unity booklet that I found somewhere along the line, somewhere in the last 20 years. And clearly I've read it before because I've highlighted in the lovely little thing. So today we are taking a look at Practical Steps to Prosperous Living by Richard and Mary Alice. Oh, yes, some of my favorites from Adventures on the Quest, yet one of my favorites. If you're not familiar, you should find it. I believe there's multiple copies downstairs. All right, so first we start with a quote from James Dillett Freeman. If you will do what is yours to do and be what is yours to be, life will provide you the means to do it and be it. What you think about, what you put your attention on, grows. Thinking of lack is a powerful, is as powerful an image as thinking of abundance. Perhaps you spend lots of time worrying about making ends meet and feel that a better paying job would address this need. Don't give the energy of your thoughts and emotions, and especially your words, to creating something you don't want in your life. Instead, create a prosperous vocabulary. Speak only words of prosperity and abundance. Express only words of thanksgiving and praise and blessings. Words exert an enormous power, so you want to use them with deliberate intent. Be aware of the words you use, and if they are not saying what you want in your life, then change them at once. In other words, if you don't want it, don't say it. When you think about your prosperity, there are certain thoughts and emotions that automatically come to mind. It's important that these feelings be examined. How do you see yourself now? Do you see yourself as someone who is prosperous and creative? Do you see yourself as someone who deserves prosperity? Spend some quiet time examining these questions. What are the feelings that come up when you think about them? When you can identify them, list these feelings and write down. Write about them as extensively as you can. What specific steps can you take to begin to cultivate thoughts and feelings of prosperity and creativity? A good technique for increasing prosperity is imaging. Rather than imaging wealth, however, it's infinitely more effective to image yourself as an open channel to the abundant flow of creativity. Ideas that will lead to having all your needs met. Are you actively supporting the source of your spiritual nourishment? The most important component of prosperity is giving. The flow of God's good must be kept moving as you move it out to do more of God's work. More will be given to you. We know a very renowned businessman who now tithes about 50% of his earnings and says he cannot stop the increasing flow of prosperity into his life. Are you taking a portion of your good and distributing it to your source of spiritual inspiration and nourishment? In the biblical story of the Israelites wandering in the desert, Exodus 16, Numbers 1, manna fell from the sky every night. This daily bread was sufficient for each day and would again appear in a sufficient amount the next day. Bless your bills as you receive them, and as you write your checks, and as you mail the payments. Those bills represent services rendered. By paying them, you are just passing on a service in the form of money to someone else. Like the manna sent down from God, more will be given to you as you need it. Blessing the bills is really giving thanks for your abundance, the abundance you have now and the abundance that you will have in the future.
And now it's time for our meditation song. You may stay seated And the Merkers will read an Om Sol Om. Affirmations together. Please join me. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and in the perfect way. And this being the second Sunday, we will say our prayer together. Mother, Father, Principal, Spirit Divine, who dwells in all, we are grateful for your infinite blessings. As we align with divine will to co-create heaven on earth, you fulfill all our needs. We embrace all of life, knowing you also embrace all of life. We know you are always present. Your love, power, and presence are right here, right now, and always, and so it is. And together we will sing the Alleluia. A different speaker each week of the month, and today our speaker is going to be Audrey Pitchford, Unity licensed teacher from Olympia, and she's continuing with her series, and her talk today is Practice Seeing. All right. So, a man went to the store to buy a notebook, and he found one that he liked that he thought would work, and it was wrapped in plastic, and it said $10. And so he went up to the counter to make his purchase. And the clerk who was ringing him up said, "Okay, whatever you do, don't turn to the last page of this notebook." And the guy thought, well, that's very strange, but okay. And so he paid for his purchase and he started driving home. And on the drive home, he started thinking, well, why in the world can I not turn to the last page of that notebook? Maybe there's something special in it. Maybe it's a pirate map of treasure. Maybe it's forbidden pictures. Ooh, and his heart starts thumping a little bit as he's driving home, and his palms are getting a little sweaty, and he gets home. And he pulls out the notebook and he's like, I gotta see what's on that last page. So he's ripping the plastic off and his hands are shaking a little bit. He turns to the last page and he sees a price sticker that says $5. I don't know why that's funny. Okay, that's funny. All right, so we're gonna talk today about practice seeing. And this is very closely related to our month of June, which is the power of imagination. So we're going to talk about imagination. We're also going to talk about a couple celebrations that we commemorate in the month of June. And this is all, like Susan mentioned, part of our study of the book Pray Up Your Life by Reverend Charlene Emanuel. And Reverend Charlene talks about prayer. She says there's as many ways to pray as there are people. So we all have different ways of praying. Her definition of prayer is conscious, intentional communion with the divine. Conscious, intentional communion with the divine, which I love. And if you have a different definition, that's okay. She's not out to change anybody's definition or change how people pray. She offers up practices that we can try. Maybe we'll love them. Maybe they'll crash and burn. Who knows? But we can try them and experiment and potentially deepen our prayer practice, because Reverend Charlene also says, and I agree with her, that the more time we spend in prayer, the greater our ability to recognize the divine as that loving presence within each of us, and that loving presence in everyone out in the world, all around us. So, we know in Unity also that prayer and meditation are crucial. And in fact, one of our basic principles talks about the power of prayer and meditation as practices that help us remember that divinity within. Sometimes the wording for principle four is different. This one talks about connecting and aligning us to our own spiritual nature. I believe we're always connected with our spiritual nature. And I don't know about you, sometimes I forget when I'm in traffic and someone cuts me off, I might have trouble remembering. So
prayer practice, something that helps us remember that alignment and that connection with the divine. All right, so when I looked at this talk title on practicing seeing, I thought, what in the heck? Don't we always see? I mean, it's kind of like breathing. If we're alive, we're breathing. If we're awake, we're seeing. And I thought, well, it actually is kind of like breathing for me, because there's times I can breathe very consciously, and there's times that I forget about it, and my body just keeps breathing on its own, thank goodness, right? And seeing is the same way for me. At times, there are times I can be very intentional and practice seeing, and there's times that I'm not really conscious of what I'm seeing, what I'm noticing, and what I'm taking in. And traditional thinking recognizes the connection between what we see and what we believe. So there's that saying, and you've probably heard it, seeing is believing. And in unity, we know that this works the other way around as well, that what we believe can actually affect what we see and our experience. And we actually even have a basic principle about this, that our thoughts have creative power to influence events and determine our experiences. So sometimes this is also called the law of mind action. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. What we think about, we co-create and we become. So, Unity author Eric Butterworth said it this way. He said, "We're not in the world to set it right, but to see it rightly. And right seeing is the passport from illusion to the heaven of accomplishment. To change the world, or to be an influence for such a change, you must begin within yourself by changing the way you see the world." Yeah. All right. I don't know about you, but sometimes it's really delightful for me when science starts catching up with what Unity's been talking about for decades. And I did a little research when I was getting ready for this talk about what our beliefs can affect, because our beliefs are so powerful. And here's what I found. Our beliefs can affect our behavior. So there are studies that show that if a person believes they're capable, competent, and deserving of their dream job, they're more likely to notice opportunities. They're more likely to attempt to get one of those opportunities. They're more likely to perform well in an interview and appear more socially skilled. Also, studies showing that people who believe they are helpful are more likely to be altruistic. I thought, well, our behavior and our thoughts can actually affect other people's behavior as well. This was super interesting, that there was a study done showing that if people believed someone else was attractive, that actually caused that someone else to be friendlier. And some of the thinking that if I believe someone's attractive, then that affects how I behave, then invites them to behave differently. So again, the power of our belief, not just affecting our own self, but radiating outward into the world. Also, among long-term couples, people who saw their partners in a more idealized light tended to be more satisfied with relationships over time and experience less conflict and more likely to stay together. I thought that was kind of interesting. Finally, our beliefs can affect our health. So people who believe they were capable of effectively participating in healthy behaviors were more likely to eat well and exercise. And people with positive beliefs about aging live longer and have less heart disease than more negative people, which I thought was just fascinating. You might also, in the realm of health, have heard about something called the placebo effect. And a placebo is when someone is given a medical treatment that actually has no medical value. And the example that is studied frequently is someone given what they think is a medication, but it's actually just a sugar pill. So there's no medicinal value in it. And it's amazing when people receive the treatment that has, you know, if the placebo effect is happening, which doesn't happen with everyone, but it definitely happens with some people, the placebo effect can change patterns in the brain. It can increase the amount of dopamine in people's bodies. So it's just kind of really fascinating that if people believe something's going to be effective, that it increases the likelihood that it actually will be effective. So I thought that was just really, really amazing. And this all connects to, like I mentioned, the power that we talk about in the month of June, which is the power of imagination. So our Unity co-founder identified 12 spiritual attributes of the divine. And Charles Fillmore said, because these are attributes of the divine and because we are each expressions of the divine, all of these attributes are in us as well. And imagination is the ability to imagine, picture, envision, conceptualize, and dream. And so we may have experienced the phenomenon where our imagination can actually change how we feel. So my little cheesy joke that I told at the beginning of the talk, as this guy is thinking about what might be on that last page of the notebook, he's having a physiological reaction where his heart is beating faster, his palms are sweating. Perhaps you've had a similar experience as well, where maybe you've been daydreaming a happy daydream and you feel yourself relax or smile or even make yourself laugh when nothing's going on around you. Just your thoughts and your imagination making yourself laugh. And perhaps you've had the opposite experience where you're using your imagination to awfulize and you start worrying and your heart beats a little faster and you start feeling stressed. So the power of imagination in and of itself is neutral. It responds to how we use it and to what kind of thoughts we're thinking. So it's so powerful, so powerful. In all of her chapters in Pray Up Your Life, Reverend Charlene uses what she calls a prayer anchor. And it's a Bible quote that she believes is related to the idea she's teaching. And so remember in Unity, we practice metaphysical Bible interpretation. We don't get super hung up about whether things in the Bible really happened the way they were written down. We don't ponder whether or not this was a historical, factual account with somebody writing things down as they were occurring. We look for the metaphysical meaning. And the word metaphysical literally just means beyond the physical. So we're looking for the deeper meaning. And the metaphysical meaning for me might be different than it is for you, and that's totally okay. We each get to discern, what does this mean for me? And so the quote for this chapter is from the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated, rise now and look from the place you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. All right. Well, love to hear any thoughts you might have. So, you know, as a teacher, I love asking you questions and hearing what you think. No right or wrong answer. What is the connection between this passage and the power of imagination? Or what is the connection between this passage and practicing seeing? Or is there a connection? Maybe there's not. Yes, Terry.
I see the connection that he's telling them to look around and envision what this will be.
Okay.
Now, forever.
Oh, yeah.
He might be looking at using the imagination to envision his ancestors, how, you know, that might look.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you, Terry. So Abram is being invited to look around and see something that is not presently there, to envision how this might be in the future for his family. Lovely. Thank you. Any other thoughts how this is connected to imagination or to practicing?
I think that for me, you look at the image there, and my first thought is, okay, so as far as I can see, so is that the things that I can see clearly, or is that the things that are beyond out there in the haziness. And then it also makes me think of The Lion King, when Mufasa tells Simba that everything the light touches. And he says, you know, what about that spot over there? And there aren't any stations here. It is truly all that we can see.
Okay. Thank you, Eileen. So everything I can see, maybe the things I see clearly, the things that are blurry out past the horizon, maybe everything the sun touches. Tom, I couldn't tell if you were doing the camera or got something to say.
Also, you have to not look one place. You have to look northward, southward, eastward, and westward.
Okay, yeah, so not limiting my vision to where I look, looking in a bunch of places. Lovely. I love hearing what everyone else hears or sees in a passage like this, because I know what I see, but I hear things that hadn't occurred to me. That's awesome. One of the things that I see with this passage is lift up your eyes. And what that tells me is, like, I can get super focused on, like, here's the problem and it's right here. And the invitation to look beyond, see the bigger picture, focus further, bigger, outward. Yeah, so I like that. That really connects to imagination for me, because I know that if I'm focused on something that's right here, I might not be seeing a bigger picture. Yeah. All right, so going back to practice seeing and imagination. There's a few things that practice seeing and imagination are not. Pretending something isn't happening. So this can be sometimes challenging in Unity, because we do talk about releasing mistaken beliefs, and we talk about releasing experiences that we don't want. And for me, that doesn't mean pretending they're not happening, because I might need to attend first to my feelings or my thinking about something before I'm able to shift. And so we'll talk in a bit about how to do that. For me also, practicing seeing and imagination is not about ignoring my thoughts or feelings, because they're real, at least on a temporary basis. And so we have many opportunities to practice our imagination every day. And I don't know about you, but sometimes if I'm watching the news or listening to the news or reading it, I might not first remember that this is my opportunity to practice seeing and to practice my imagination, especially if it's bad news. And so there may be times that as I'm experiencing the news, I see things that I don't like: wars, hate crime, conflict, problems. So let's talk about what we can do with our imagination and practicing seeing in this situation. Like I mentioned earlier, for me, practicing seeing is not denying how I feel. So I try to notice if I'm watching the news or listening to the radio or whatever the case may be, when I start feeling, usually for me, it's hard to describe. Usually I'm just like, ooh, that feels icky. And then the more I think about it, the more I might decide I feel sad, I feel stressed, I feel burdened, I feel hopeless, I feel whatever. And then what's helpful to me is to back that up and ask, what was I thinking right before I had that feeling? What went through my head? And oftentimes for me, if I'm in that place watching the news, the thinking in my head is something like, it's hopeless, I'm powerless, I can't do anything. And maybe you have similar thoughts or feelings you don't have to share. So here's a way that I can practice seeing in that situation. First of all, using mindfulness, which is just what we've been talking about, noticing our feelings, noticing our thoughts, asking what they are with curiosity and accepting them. Yeah, I feel sad when I see that on the news. Yeah, I feel angry when I see that on the news. Yeah, I have some thinking of hopelessness going through my head right now. So noticing what's going on and accepting it, for me, is the first step in being able to transform it. we can transform our thoughts and our feelings because we know the divine is everywhere, including in each of us, including in everyone we see, including in these situations we read about or see in the news. And so what helps me bridge between noticing my thoughts and feelings and getting to a place of transforming them is affirming that the divine's right here, right now. The divine is in that situation I see. I am an expression of the divine. The divine is wisdom in this situation. The divine is power in this situation. The divine is imagination in this situation. I am wisdom. I am power. I am imagination. And then asking myself, because I am wisdom, power, and imagination, what am I going to do next? What am I going to do next? And this is where the power of imagination comes in. So if you don't know what you're going to do next when you're in that place, I think that's totally okay. I think we can all always take that question into our prayer time and meditation and ponder, what is mine to do? Given the situation, and given the fact that I know I am an expression of wisdom, of understanding, of peace, of prosperity, of imagination, what is mine to do? Recently, when I was watching the news, a few things came to mind for me that are mine to do. And they may be small things in the grand scheme of the universe, and I believe they're really powerful and important. So I thought I'd share them. They may be similar things to what you do. They may be different things. That's totally okay. So for many years, there's been reporting in the news about the environment. Some of the choices that I've made, I got a car that's a hybrid car. I recycle twice a month every time that my local jurisdiction picks up the recycling. I made my husband invest with me in a specialized recycling service that also comes every other week and that picks up stuff that the local jurisdiction doesn't pick up. So I think, okay, well, yes, out in the outer, there's big stuff happening and I'm focusing on here's what's mine to do. During the month of, oops, I missed a pretty picture. There we go. During the month of June, we also celebrate some groups in our culture that have historically been marginalized and may still be experiencing marginalization today. So Pride Month acknowledges the experiences of our lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and other identities, communities. And Juneteenth honors the ending of slavery for African Americans in this country. And sometimes when I'm looking at the news and seeing maybe stories of hate crimes or discrimination, and again, feeling that sense of anger and sadness, having those thoughts of disempowerment, I like to tune in again with mindfulness, remember the truth, the divine is here, the divine is here, the divine is here, and ponder what is mine to do next. And some of the ideas that I come up with might be going online and searching for Black-owned businesses in my community. I found an ice cream shop that is a Black-owned business in my community. Who doesn't love having ice cream? So I can go eat ice cream and feel virtuous about what I'm doing. Instead of shopping, when I want to buy a book or an album, going to Amazon and just getting the cheapest one, I found a music seller that sells albums that's a Black-owned business, and I ordered my latest album from them. And volunteering at a Pride event. So some of the things that have come up for me as mine to do are connected to what I see as my privilege. And when I say privilege, I mean that I was born into a society where being white, able-bodied, cisgender, and heterosexual are valued more than other experiences. And that doesn't mean that I haven't had problems or faced challenges, because I certainly have, and I'm sure everyone in this room has. It means that I haven't had to face some of the kinds of challenges that some members of our communities have had when their identities are different than mine. And so I think about, what can I do? How can I spend my money? Where can I spend my time? And imagination shows me and continues to show me. One last thought is that when imagination has not yet revealed the path forward, an easy step for me is to take time to learn, to listen to the experiences of others who don't share my same experiences. I know this community already does that, because Susan was talking about the Circle America event that takes place on the fourth Sunday of the month. And there are so many opportunities to listen to and learn from others, and just be an understanding ear, listen with compassion, and trust people are sharing something that's true and real for them. And so these are some ways that I use the power of imagination to help me say, okay, yeah, even though that's happening in the news, there's a difference I can make right here, right now. There's action I can take in my life. I can be the expression of the divine in my own life and in the lives of people in my community. I don't know about you, I was raised in a spiritual tradition that taught me to ignore my thoughts and feelings, and that if I wanted something really bad, I was probably wrong about it. And I'm so grateful to be here today in unity and with you all, and in a place where we know that the desires of our heart can also light the way and lead us forward to what is ours to do. And so when we practice seeing and using imagination, I encourage us all to tune in to questions such as, what am I feeling? What am I thinking? What do I need? What would I love? And what if my dreams are possible? What if it is possible to heal the planet? What if it is possible so that everyone feels a sense of belonging? How would I feel in a world like that? And what would I do next? What would I do next to start moving in that direction, to help being a part of creating that? And certainly we all might have a different answer. And that's one of the, I think, one of the greatest things about each of us getting to have our own experience with divine imagination. So, as we prepare for a time of meditation, we're going to practice seeing. And this is an activity that Reverend Charlene has in her chapter, Practicing Seeing. And so this is going to be a little different than some of our other meditations, because I'm going to invite you to keep your eyes open, at least for a portion of time. And so how this is going to work is, I invite you, if it's a fit for you, to have your eyes open and focused on the picture here. And if you're not able to see this picture very clearly, it's about 20 people holding hands, standing in the surf and looking out to sea. And after some time taking this picture in, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and see if you can see this picture in your mind's eye. And so practicing seeing, practicing taking what we're seeing in the outer and taking it into the inner. And so I invite you right now to take a few moments, settle into your chair. If you need to, take a breath, let it out, and relax into this present space and time. And with a relaxed gaze, I invite you to gaze on this picture, seeing all these folks holding hands, standing in the water, looking out to sea. I invite you to find in your mind's imagination one word that describes this picture for you. One word. And if you have a word, you're welcome to say it out loud or silently. So I look at this picture, I see harmony, togetherness.
Unity.
Unity. Hope. Peace. All right. Whether you see connection, community, unity, hope, peace, reflection, whatever you see, I invite you to take a few moments more gently taking in that picture. And when you're ready, I invite you to gently close your eyes, holding that picture in your mind's eye, and take a few moments noticing your word as we take that into the silence. I invite you to hear my words as the words of your own heart. We know our thoughts are so powerful. We know our beliefs are powerful. We know our co-creative ability is powerful. We intentionally focus our thoughts, seeing oneness in ourselves, in the planet, in all humanity. We see with eyes that recognize oneness. We're open and receptive to the power of imagination lighting our way, showing us what is ours to do. And for this insight and this divine illumination, we are so grateful. So grateful, and so it is. Amen.
Now we'll take a few moments in the silence to absorb and reflect on the message. It's time for our healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, you may speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested that we send out healing prayers energy to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters. The members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, those we have lit candles for, and those you can mention now. And just continue to pray for Fred and Dixie, Hallie and John, who are welcoming their healing. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order.
Amen.
Now it's our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be the spirit of generosity in giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of the spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have,
all that I give, all that I receive,
and all that I am. Let's say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly, and so it is. And together we'll say our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And it's time for our peace song. And we will circle and join hands and sing the peace song together. And while you're moving, I'd like to have you join me in expressing our gratitude to Audrey for her wonderful imaginative talk. To the Merkers, we're really sorry that we had the issues we did, and those were great songs. Eileen for our reading, Joanne for the great slides, and Tom for all of the technology and the setting up and all it takes to put it away and put it online. Don't forget all of these things you can see on our website. Our speaker next week will be Mariette Jones, other licensed Unity teacher from Windsor, Ontario, Canada. So.
That was meant to be.
the most.